The phone lines just keep getting jammed here at 5RM. People are stopping him in the streets. People are stopping me in the streets and going, hey, what's going on with the spuds? Shane Phillips, research agronomist. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony. Now, you think, how can such a story create so much interest in the wider world?
Why is there so... People, coronavirus? Ah, who cares? What's happened with Shane's spuds?
Oh, I know. Has the disease manifested itself? And just before you rang up, I had another phone call from a grower down south. We're talking about the spuds. And I said, look, I was struggling to find someone who would let me grow disease in their potato pivots.
Mm.
He said, you wouldn't be popular. I said, well, I get that impression. So I said, we've got the pods growing. They're growing really, really well. They're just starting, mine at home are starting just to flop. When they flop over, that means they're when the tubers start to fill out.
Right.
The ones at Mount Gambier are still growing quite strongly because it's been a bit cooler down there. But they are looking spectacular. I'm very excited, and I'm trying to grow as much disease as physically possible on the spuds to give them that lovely, scabby look. And because all the treatments in the pots at the moment, none of them are registered, so it's all looking at different chemistry to try and alleviate powdery scab on a spud. So I can keep the pots nice and sopping wet to try and give the disease the best chance it has to grow on the potatoes.
Because a lot of your job is about stopping the disease and eradicating the disease, and this is something relatively new because you're trying to create the disease so you can then figure out how to treat it. It's a crazy world you live in, Shane Phillips.
Well, it is, but I said we've got to create the environment for the disease to do well, because it's no point in having a really controlled environment where the disease won't grow, and then we don't know how resilient these chemicals are or the bacteria in stopping scab in working against it. So hopefully we'll definitely find out in about 4 weeks' time when I take all these tubers out of the spuds, out of the pots and grade them, and then have a fair few to eat, I suspect.
Not the scabby ones, though.
No, they're fine to eat.
Are they?
It's just cosmetic.
Yeah.
People just don't like seeing things with warts all over them.
No. All right. So we'll know more in a couple of weeks. At this stage, they're still just full steam ahead getting diseased up.
I'm hoping that we've given the disease every chance to do well, and hopefully the treatments are holding the disease back. But it's like thinking, oh, I want to have a little scratch around and have a look, but you can't have a peek.
Yeah.
Not allowed to have a peek yet.
It's like barbecue, mate, when you're lifting that hood. If you're looking, you ain't cooking.
Oh, absolutely. And you just then end up thinking, oh, it looks nice on the outside, and it is like a raw, mushy sausage on the inside. Not that flash.
All right. Well, I think we've touched on it all this morning. Things covered in warts, floppiness, and suspicious sausages. I think that'll do us. Have a good week. Thanks for the update.
See you, Anthony.
We'll check it again next week. Shane Phillips, research agronomist.